This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Nespresso, bringing you the perfect blend of global market analysis and insights.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at 9:22 in the morning.
It's actually going nowhere because at the moment the index is only up 0.03%. to 1498, but we are inching closer to the psychological level of 1500. Who knows? We might get there.
Maybe we will.
Break through that ceiling today.
Well, let's turn our attention to the banking sector, because the banking sector is likely to close the year with stronger financial performance driven by positive sentiments among businesses and consumers following the reopening of the economy. This comes after a better-than-expected third-quarter reporting season where sector earnings rose 25% year-on-year.
So while the outlook seems positive, is there a risk of asset quality deterioration? And does Chukai Makmur put a dent on the banking earnings in 2022?
So for some insights into the sector, we have with us Chan Jit Hong, senior analyst at the Hong Leong Investment Bank. Good morning, Jit Hong. Thanks for speaking to us. Now, third quarter earnings season saw earnings rise 25% on year, with earnings that mainly met market expectations. What were the key observable trends?
Okay, the jump in earnings was mainly aided by smaller management overlay allowances. That said, negative jaws was quite prevalent across banks during the quarter, despite tight cost control efforts. This because of the contraction in NIM from deposit rivalry, lower asset security yield and modification loss hit by the Pemulih program. Also, non-interest income was weak given poor investment-related performance. Separately, loans growth remained steady while deposits gained traction. As for asset quality, it was resilient as cross-impact loans ratio trended down 12 basis points sequentially.
So like you say, currently asset quality across the banks appears to be still relatively resilient, but loans under the targeted repayment assistance have since jumped from 14% of total loans as at end December 2020 to 24%, which is actually, when you calculate it, an 82% increase. Do you think the banks under your coverage have set aside enough preemptive provisions then?
Okay, we are not only worried with the high total repayment assistance number that you just mentioned. Essentially, it panned out this way is because most applicants grab the opportunity to take the loan moratorium given easy access to liquidity rather than actual inability to service their obligations. In any case, a large proportion of the loans under repayment assistance is secure in nature, backed by good collaterals. As for the question whether sufficient provision has been provided, short answer is yes. We estimated that the loss coverage for COVID-19-related riskier loans is 8 times more than the level for performing loans. And in general, banks have chalked in preemptive provisioning magnitude similar to impaired loans.
And domestic loan growth has, of course, been impacted by the numerous lockdowns this year. But what are your expectations for 2022? Will it come from any particular segment?
Okay, for starters, we are looking at the region of 3 to 3.5% growth, similar to the run rate this year. Although we expect the economy to gradually heal in 2022, inflationary pressures may throw a curveball and affect investment and spending decisions. Nevertheless, we believe loans growth will continue to be supported by the consumer segment due to Malaysia's young demography. Also, we think there will be stronger appetite for working capital loans within the SME segment.
Meanwhile, what are your expectations for net interest margins for next year then?
We expect NIM to expand 2 to 3 basis points in 2022 on the back of a more benign deposit competition and a potential 25 basis point OPR hike in the second half next year.
What about Chukai Makmur? How do you think this will impact the earnings of the bank next year?
Okay, so the impact is about 9 to 10%, but we would like to stress that this is a one-off event, and more importantly, COVID-19 woes are seen to fizzle out in 2022, while the state of the economy and the banking sector will only get better in time.
And Jit Hong, as usual, our trillion-dollar question. I mean, what are your top picks for the sector and why?
Okay, I have two top picks, i.e. Maybank and Alliance. We like the former for its strong dividend yield and being one of the least affected banks by Chukai Makmur percentage-wise. Also, it has a low foreign shareholding level, relative to other large banks, making it less susceptible to sell off. As for the latter, we are bullish on the stock, seeing it's a faster than expected upward normalization in dividend payout. We suggest a brighter outlook ahead and a high CET1 ratio.
Jit Hong, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Chan Jit Hong, senior analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, predicting blue skies for the banking sector in 2022.
Well, it's generally a barometer of the economy. So if you expect a better 2022, banks generally would do well. Now, his top picks, Maybank and Alliance Bank. Mm-hmm. Maybank at the moment, 13 buys, 6 holds, 2 sells. Consensus target price, 9 ringgit, 27 cents. This morning, the stock price is at 8 ringgit and 8 cents. Is actually down 2 cents. And you can see why it's a darling, because analysts are expecting next year's yield to be as high as above 6.5%, and the bank is only trading at 1x price book. Not too expensive for Malaysia's largest bank.
Nespresso starts your morning right together with the Morning Run, bringing you the perfect blend of global market insights with expert guests.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.